Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a presidential podcast. Today, staff writers for The Warrior at Penn Trafford, Jeffrey Backus, and I, Colton Bukowski, are going to speak about the presidential debate that occurred on Monday, September 27th, between Republican nominee Donald J. Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary R. Clinton. I will ask questions about the debate and some events that happened to both myself and Jefferson, and we will then both speak briefly about our opinions on the matters. Please note that our personal political opinions will not influence the facts of this discussion. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Okay, so Jeffrey, who do you think won this debate?
Well, Colton, I think that in the end, Hillary did win the debate. And I think it's mainly because she seemed just more, I went into this debate really unbiased, really not towards either candidate. But when I saw how much more sort of factual and more presidential she was, I think she did win on that side.
I have to agree with you there, really, Jeffrey. For the first 30 minutes, it appeared that Donald Trump might actually be presidential and might be pulling out of this debate, and that he might get a higher poll percentage the next day. But after those 30 minutes were up, he just kind of shut down, and Hillary started taking over and taking advantage of that, started using more factual information, and Donald Trump was left saying wrong into the microphone multiple times.
And that leads us into our next question. Did the lead ever vary between the two, in your opinion?
Well, of course it did vary. I mean, in the beginning I said Donald Trump was winning in my mind, and towards the end, Hillary Clinton started pulling ahead. I really do believe that Hillary Clinton won this debate mainly because of the fact that she was presidential. She did not interrupt Donald Trump as much as she could have. I do believe that Lester Holt did a very nice job, though. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. The moderator, Lester, did very well. He picked the subjects, and he was able to turn them into very presidential topics, which I very much so liked. And I do agree that the lead did vary between the two, but I think I agree with you. At the beginning, I don't think Hillary won by much. I think Trump really made a good case,
yeah.
And many points he made very good cases against stuff she would say, and he agreed with her on many different things. So question number three, who do you think had a better plan for the economy and bringing back jobs?
Truthfully, Hillary Clinton and her opinions on clean energy that would help also bring back high-paying jobs kind of got me, because I enjoy clean energy because I do believe in global warming myself. But she just has a better plan, it seems. Donald Trump's plan, it could work, but there was a situation in Kansas that happened over the last couple years, and that was the Kansas governor wanted to do tax cuts. After these tax cuts were done, Kansas was left terribly in debt, and that really caused a lot of problems, and they're still really in debt right now because of the tax cuts, and they still haven't worn off. So I don't believe that Donald Trump cutting taxes is actually going to help us. I think Hillary was right when she started talking about the recession of 2008. It might happen again if Donald Trump puts in his plan. What do you think?
Yes, I don't really know, because I'm not as familiar with the economy. And I've never obviously been in any political position to deal with it. But I listened to both of them they're both their economic plans, and how Hillary said that there was an independent study that had her plan being more successful than Trump's. Well, I'm not sure how much that's trustworthy.
Yeah.
I thought Trump really did very well, and I think he does have a great understanding of really what the economy is,
yeah,
because he's worked in it.
He's a businessman, so he has to have some sort of view on the economy that's probably better than a politician, a lawyer.
Yes, but it's hard to say who really had the better plan. Really have to see who would actually win the presidential election and who would put it into place.
Yes.
Because then again, this is all talk. They barely said how. Mm-hmm. It's all talk. That's all it is. So question number four.
Okay, so now, did you think that the audience was rude in any cases?
Well, if you watched before the trial and put it on, I personally put it on at 8:30 to watch, like, the 30 minutes before the trial started, not the trial.
Yeah.
30 minutes before the debate started at 9. And a man came out before and talked to the audience about how the debates between Republicans and Democrats were very, very energetic and almost not like a debate should be. There shouldn't be clapping, there shouldn't be screaming or cheering or anything. And he came out and said, hey, this isn't right, you shouldn't do this. This is for the people of America to listen to. And yet, I remember the first time they did it was when Trump was talking about his tax returns. And he said, I will release my tax returns if Hillary Clinton releases her 33,000 emails. And all you could hear are these people cheering and clapping. And all I was thinking was, the man asked you before this. The man told you, please don't talk, please don't clap, or please don't cheer. And then they did this, and they did it a few more times. So I'm sure.
I mean, if you look at other presidential debates, there were times when, I mean, in the Bush-Gore debates, Al Gore did one time make the audience react in a really strange manner. But that was because he actually crept up on George W. Bush at a random time and tried intimidating him, which is one of the weirdest things I've actually ever seen. But as we continue on, we saw that Lester Holt did come out before this debate started, and he did ask the audience, please do not talk, do not yell, do not scream, do not boo, do not yay, do not laugh. And yet it took them almost less than 30 minutes before they started acting rude. Now, granted, it has been less than usual debates, but it's still rude to do this when people are trying to listen to this debate. You need to listen to the candidates, not to an audience reaction, because that audience reaction can also affect some of our minds, because we don't know if that hall is filled with Democrats, filled with Republicans, and if they cheer or boo to a certain candidate, people might think, oh, these people are here, they're probably really smart people if they're able to get into this. They might be reporters and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, and it can affect the minds of humans.
All right, so question number five. Mm-hmm. What are some similarities between the two?
Well, both of them have very long histories. I mean, they're really old. They're like 68 years old, I think.
Yeah, they're both pretty old people.
Donald Trump went to Penn for business, and pretty sure it's just business. Then he went to a finance school. I know that. I'm not exactly sure. It was like the Wharton School of Finance or something.
I'm not sure. No.
Yeah, don't quote me on this, people. But Donald Trump went to Penn. I know that for a fact in business and everything. And he came out and got a loan from $1 million. But in total, he probably received about $14 million in loans.
Said during the debate.
And I checked that yesterday, and it is actually true that he has received a little bit over $14 million in loans. But his business experience can really help America. But at the same time, he has had some business failures, which can scare people. Hillary Clinton is, I don't exactly know where she went to college. I remember she was talking about how middle class she was when she was born. And the fact that her and Bill have been, you know, together and together. She, I know, is a human rights activist. She went to, like, different countries around the world and said women's rights matter. She's really working for women's rights right now. And I don't see that in Trump with the women's rights, at least. Mm-hmm. I see a little bit of differentiating. But both of them have tried their hardest to make at least something better. They want to either make an area better or they want to make somebody's lives better. I feel that both of them have good intentions, but it's just who enacts those good intentions is the best.
Oh, yeah. Both of them recognize that there's something, there's a few things wrong with the country we have now. And to an extent, I feel that presidents, even historically, have sort of emphasized and made those problems that America has seem bigger so they can see more of a hero. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're both practically millionaire politicians. They're rich, upper class. And I see many, many similarities, even when it comes to some of the topics, like their gun policies. And,
oh, yes, definitely.
And even with the economy, like they just have different ways of saying...
Yeah. They have different ways of saying the same thing, basically.
Yeah, they're very similar people. So the question isn't really... I feel like both of them would make or would break the presidency. There's no in-between. It's one or the other with these two people, which leads us to our next question. What are some differences?
Hold on. We should talk about the gun policies while we're on the topic.
Oh, the gun policies.
Yeah. Because I know that Donald Trump is endorsed by the NRA, the National Rifle Association, and he's always talking about how Hillary Clinton just wants to take away all our guns. I don't believe that's really true.
No, it's not.
I believe that Hillary wants more advanced screening processes, which I do believe in. Because Americans should not be able to go to just a simple convention and buy a gun, no questions asked. We should have to go through some sort of screening to make sure that we're allowed. So I think that because Americans should not just go around to conventions and buy guns without having to get a proper screening done or having to do proper work paperwork. I do believe that it should be more like a gun store where you go and you get screened, and if you have been committed like a crime, a violent crime, you should not be able to get a gun, truthfully.
Yes.
I think we should... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, during the debate, I actually found the topic of the gun policies a little bit funny because they both said the same thing.
They
both
want more screenings.
More screenings. They said not guns taken away from everyone, but guns taken away from people who potentially can do harm.
Yeah.
And they both... It was almost like a mutual agreement between the two. Like, it was not a debate. It was just them talking about their opinions. But it was just funny.
It was still, like, an argument, though, between the same thing. That's just the thing about presidential debates and how these parties have gone and how just dirty of a campaign this both teams have been.
It's been interesting.
Okay. What are some of the differences in our views?
I know that they talk about the cyber threats.
Yeah.
How Hillary thinks that many of these threats and many of these enemies on the internet are foreign. Russia.
And I mean, other countries. Yeah, and China. They actually have proven some of these people, like Russia has hacked America before.
And I think, was Donald the one who quoted that it could be some fat, overweight
man?
It
could be one fat,
on his bed or something.
Fat 400-pound man sitting on the edge of his bed.
Which I can't disagree with, actually. That was an interesting part of the debate because it seemed as if this is where we're really getting to.
Yeah. Who's actually
attacking
us?
And he has this opinion.
It really split at this part.
Yeah, it really did. And I think it's hard to say who's right on that, but I think it'll be very important in the future and in this presidency to find a way to deal with many of these cyber threats that are coming into America.
Cyber threats, nobody can tell where they come from unless somebody announces, oh, I did this. I hacked into Hillary Clinton's servers, or I hacked into maybe an accountant who has Donald Trump's tax returns. And one day these all get leaked out. It's just a matter of time before this stuff happens. What else do you think they could disagree on, that they really disagreed on?
They really disagreed on. This is kind of little, but the whole idea about Obama's birth certificate, I found was hilarious that was actually a question.
It shouldn't have been in there. It's the birther issue should have just – it should not be an issue anymore.
She really tried, and I saw this. She really tried to make it seem like it was awful that he did this to him, when it really wasn't. I mean,
it's rude to question a person's nationality, but granted, we didn't see his birth certificate until 2011, and Hillary did kind of bring that up during the election in 2008 when she was running in the primaries, but she didn't bring it as much as Donald Trump did later on in years.
Yes. All right, so if you could vote at this time, who would you vote for?
I mean, Hillary Clinton has the experience. She has almost everything you need to know to be a politician, a correct politician. But at the same time, she has been a corrupt politician in some areas. I do agree with that. But Trump has also just been a completely corrupt man at times. And he's, as Hillary Clinton stated, cheated people out of money because the law says he can, because he files for bankruptcy. And that's how he gets out of most of paying people. And I feel bad for those people that are getting swindled out of all their hard work. It's just the fact that Hillary Clinton has the experience in foreign policy because she was Secretary of State. I think anybody who's Secretary of State has a great shot and should kind of run for president later on in life, such as John Kerry did.
Mm-hmm. You see, now, this question is very interesting because I went into this debate completely unbiased. I really, before then, when people would ask me Hillary or Trump or stuff, I would always say, I don't know, and I don't really care at this point because I don't want to have an opinion on this. And I still don't want to have an opinion on it because I feel like they're both so similar, and they're just the outcome is going to be the same either way. I agree with all the points of Hillary did some corrupt things in her lifetime, and Trump did many other things. Like there were just many things that they both done. But and I still don't want to necessarily have an opinion on it as long as I'm not going to vote for either or.
Now, did this debate strengthen or change your opinions?
No, I went into this. I went into it thinking the same thing. But I will say that it gave me more of a rounded idea of who these people really are and what their plans are as presidents versus how their plans were as nominees, as hopeful nominees. They're very different.
Yeah, seeing them butt heads for the first time was really an eye-opener for people. I mean, they can see now that Donald Trump is kind of cautious during these debates, but he also is very forthcoming whenever he gets his chance to speak.
Oh, yeah. You could see Trump has grown throughout this process. He is becoming much more of a presidential, much more of an actual nominee than a businessman just running for president just for the fun of it. But and I think he's really starting to get serious about it, which I like to see in him.
Yeah.
And I love to see this debate, and I like to see how these people really are as presidential nominees.
Now, do you think that any of these hopeful presidents were rude during this debate?
Oh, but both of them were pretty rude.
Yeah.
I mean, even Lester, I remember Lester, he kept on saying, his turn to talk. And they would both, when they would state facts or state opinions, he'd go, both of them would, like, go wrong or Hillary would say something.
Yeah.
Donald Trump said it a little more, obviously, because he's still not as
polished. Yeah, I looked up the facts, and Donald Trump, in 26 minutes, he interrupted her 21 times. And in a total of 51 times during this entire one-and-a-half-hour debate, mainly saying things, like, wrong. We thought when he leaned into the microphone, he'd be saying something like stating facts or something other than just the word wrong. And I think he never really addressed the issues after he said wrong, except for things like the war in Iraq, because that was a really big issue.
He did.
But then again, he actually did talk about the war in Iraq in Howard Stern interviews, where he said, yes, I do support the war in Iraq. And I think that really killed him and showed people that he might be lying or he might just be unsure and that he keeps flip-flopping his opinions like most people do anymore.
I don't necessarily have a problem with people changing their opinion, mm-hmm. unless it's, I mean, I personally, if one of the presidential candidates had an opinion on abortion 15 years ago and now was pro-choice and now it's pro-life,
yeah.
I don't, that's
yeah,
almost
it's 15, it's 15 years
but
ago.
It doesn't really bother me that they changed their opinion. And even with people saying, no, I didn't support this, it doesn't bother me as much because I think most people forget what they thought and I don't really blame
or have changes.
That. But I do think that both presidential candidates were somewhat, to an extent, rude during this debate.
Yeah. Right. Now, why don't you think Donald Trump's releasing the tax returns?
Oh, I can't. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I know there was a big fuss about this.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And they were talking about how he's getting audited, but you can still release your tax returns while you're being audited.
But his lawyers are against it, but he still wants to go against his lawyers' wishes.
And
please.
I kind of go with him in a sense that I don't think there's anything that will be honestly terrible, and I'd say this about Hillary's emails too, I don't think there's anything honestly terrible about these tax returns.
I just want to see, people just want to see
it's
them.
It's like a prerequisite to be president.
Yes, it's just, everyone's please, done. Everybody has done it who's been president. I mean, and he actually almost stated, basically, I don't pay income tax, because she said, we don't know if you don't pay income tax.
But I will say, he said that's business.
Yeah,
if the government allowed him to do that, then any sensible person would take advantage of that.
Yeah, but still, sometimes it's just scary that he says something like that, but we don't have the proof or anything.
I agree. All right, so why do you think that Hillary won't release her 33,000 emails from her private server?
Truthfully with that, I just think she still has some classified in her email server. Wait, what? Oh, she doesn't?
No, you can continue.
Oh, okay. I'm just confused at what you're giving me there. But truthfully, I don't really know. She kind of should, because it's just the correct thing to do. And one day, you know, later on in the years, the State Department will probably find them and release them because with the National Archives, like most of them do.
Which I don't think it would be that detrimental.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wrong to do. There's no doubt about that.
It was incorrect
and illegal to do.
Yeah.
And on the debate, I thought she handled that very well. That was one thing I thought Hillary handled very, very well, was how she said, when Trump brought up the emails, she said, I made a mistake, and I'm not sure how truthfully the mistake is. I'm not sure if she made the mistake or
meant to do it.
I don't know what happens in the White House or in the government. I can't take a guess at it. I thought she handled it very well. Whether or not it's the truth is anyone's guess.
I mean, it's basically coming up right now because she's running. I don't think if she wasn't running right now, it wouldn't be as much as an issue as if it would have been if she wasn't running, because Colin Powell did the exact same thing. But he released most of his emails.
Yeah, if she would release them, I think it would just clear up suspicions.
It would,
people get paranoid, or that's why they're
all. But she can't release the ones that say classified, of course.
Of course, those are classified.
A lot of them are probably spam.
Yes, of course. All right, so thank you all for tuning into this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check back often to see if there are any other content that has been uploaded to the website. Have a good day, Penn Trafford.